This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The time is 1 p.m. Good afternoon. In the spirit of the Nelson Mandela Month, a transformative collaboration has been launched between MUT and the Committee of South African Solidarity, an all-volunteer independent US-based organization found in 1993, dedicated to supporting post-apartheid development in South Africa. United by a shared commitment to social change, both MUT and COSAS have come together to launch the Volunteer Development Program for MUT, a movement dedicated to inspiring young people to embrace volunteerism as a pathway to community empowerment and personal growth. Rooted in Mandela's legacy of giving, the program reflects the globally recognized call to action, 67 minutes of service. In other news, the matter against Etegwini Municipality over what's being described as the city's sewage crisis will be heard in the Durban High Court later this week. Action SA filed papers in 2022 accusing the Metro of violating residents' constitutional rights to a clean and safe environment. It says the crisis has caused beach closures, sewage overflows, and has hurt tourism and the local economy. Action SA's provincial chairperson, Zwakele Mncwango, says they want the courts to force the city to produce a turnaround plan with strict deadlines.
Our hope is for the court to really force the municipality and the government nationally to release money and ensure that the municipality is able to fix the infrastructure, make sure that our beaches are clean, there's no E. coli, and really we can really grow economy again. But more importantly, that the city need to have the will to fix the infrastructure, government, provincially and nationally.
And finally, U.S. tech behemoth Microsoft is investigating millions of dollars of final more European language data into AI development, company president Brad Smith told AFP on Monday. With today's leading AI models mostly trained on material in English, the survival of these languages and the health of these cultures is quite literally at stake. Without a course correction, Smith said in an interview, AI models are less capable when it is a language that has insufficient data, he added, which could push more users to switch to English even when it is not their native language. A recap of your top story, MUT and COSAS unite for volunteer development in honor of Mandela Month. That is all for now. I will be back with more news at the top of the hour. For your MUT news, I am Makuku Tlaba.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.